أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم، فإن تنازعتم في شيء فردوه إلى الله والرسول إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر، ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 59 of Surah An-Nisa. Once Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu out on an expedition, and in the group of Sayyidina Khalid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was Sayyidina Ammar ibn Yasir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and without the permission of Sayyidina Khalid, Sayyidina Ammar had given protection to one of the enemies. When Sayyidina Khalid radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come to know, he was offended because his permission was not sought. And on their return, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed about this. Whilst Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam condoned Sayyidina Ammar's action, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had also informed him that he ought to have taken the permission of the Amir Sayyidina Khalid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And on this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed this verse. And in this, Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu ati'u allaha wa ati'u rasul. O you who have brought iman, be obedient to Allah ta'ala and be obedient to the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this ayat, or this command of Allah ta'ala, is replete in the Quran Sharif. But together with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here also adds, وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ, and the people of command from amongst you. Who are the people of command? Looking and scrutinizing the opinions of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the tabi'in, those after them, and the imams of the commentary of the Quran Sharif, one comes to the conclusion that one are the ulama-i kiram, and second is the Islamic hukumat, those who are in charge and in governmental positions. Of course, those who will rule according to the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it clear that لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق, there is no obedience to any person, to any creation, in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So now when we look at this ayat, then we will find that إن الحكم لله, إن الحكم, the حكم, the حكم is only belonging to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent down wahi in a particular fashion. That one is, we will find that the Quran Sharif had been revealed, and in this Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed those verses, those ayat, those commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that are absolutely clear. They are absolutely clear in the sense that they do not need any interpretation whatsoever. Like, for example, our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clear in the Quran Sharif. The performance of salat, the giving of zakat, etc. So it does not need any form of interpretation whatsoever. But then again, when we look at the nisab of zakat, or if we look at how much of zakat we should give, or if we look at the procedure of our salat, how should we perform our salat, etc., then that we will find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is an automatic dependence on the ahadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So whilst the command belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in originality, obedience is the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become dependent
on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words and the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and automatically we are then indebted to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we will then follow the hadith and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now again, when we look at the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or we look at the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spanning over the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over the 23 years of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we found that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had carried out actions over this period of times, sometimes in particular situations. And now it becomes difficult for us to sift out, to filter out, what was the ultimate, what was the last actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was the initial actions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what was abrogated, what was accepted insofar as the last actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which actions were original, which actions were in actual fact the explanation of the other actions, etc. And for that, then Ulul Amr comes into play in our lives. Then we become dependent on the Imam Mujtahideen, those ulama that look deep into the ahadith, into the ayats of the Quran Sharif, and then they will explain to us that this is the ayat, this is the explanation of the ayat, this is the verse that abrogates the other verse, this is the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we will take, this is the last action of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the initial action of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the abrogator, this is the abrogated. And in this way, we then become indebted to the Aimmah Mujtahideen. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created harmony between the entire volumes of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then of course, now we look at the other aspect of our deen, and that is when the deen had been formulated, then there has to be somebody that brings about the hukum of the deen, and for that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the entire system of governance of Islam, and for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought about the entire hukum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought about the entire principle of governance, and that will be according to the Quran and the hadith and the deen and the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala then says, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Then if you dispute with regards to any matter, then refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, that is the day of Qiyamah. Now there are systems, there are situations that may arise that a person may not be able to find something in the Quran Sharif, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It may be not apparent to all of us. And once again, we will have to go back to the ulama-i kiram. And this is when they will clarify to us the matters that may not be very apparent to us. And hence, they will look into the Quran. They will look into the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will apply their minds. And then they will make what is known as qiyas. And in this way, they will see how they will apply a particular situation in a particular mas'ala, and they will then come to the conclusions, and in this way they will make reference to the Quran and the Sunnah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is best and that is better insofar as the result is concerned, insofar as the end is concerned. And if we stick to the system, then insofar as our end is concerned, we will find that our entire deen is complete, and we will find perfect obedience to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.